This podcast is intended for listeners over the age of 19 in Ontario, and we ask that you respect your local laws regarding cannabis.
Be sure to like, download, follow, subscribe, and of course, share with your friends. Hi, ladies.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Annie.
How are you today?
Oh, it's beautiful outside. I went for a walk down by the waterfront here in Barrie. I went to the library. Oh, my goodness. I'm having a fabulous day. I think I got a sunburn.
You definitely got a sunburn on your shoulders, that's for sure. You're wearing a beautiful dress today. Thanks for keeping your clothes on. We have a wonderful guest coming with us at the Hot Box today.
I've been very excited to have this guest come in.
It's Colin Palmer from PAX. And we did have PAX on earlier this season on episode 82.
Yeah, we had Dr. Echo came in.
And she was fabulous.
It was amazing.
But it left me still with some questions.
100%. I mean, after chatting with her, I was like, okay, obviously the best device on the market, right? Whatever I put into this PAX device is going to burn beautifully. But what Colin does, he's the master formulator. So his thing is all about what goes into, you know, like the pods. And it's neat because the stuff that we have here in Ontario, like PAX is such a huge lineup of products, but you know, mostly available in the U.S., right? Mm-hmm. You can't come here because of our regulations, but hopefully that'll all change. We'll get access to all their stuff.
I did learn so much in this conversation today, so... Mm-hmm.
But we had some technical difficulties in the beginning, so if it sounds, like, kind of weird...
I know that our producer, Matt, will figure all that out, because once we got ahead of those technical difficulties...
Well, I think the story...
This conversation was great.
I think we have to, like, give a little bit of the story, which is that Colin was in his recording studio with like a bajillion dollar headset on, and you know, we had the sound cutting in and out and in and out, and we're going, what's going on? And out of nowhere, and he's like, hey, can you just try it on speakerphone? And he's like, no, it's not. Anyways, we try it, works perfectly.
So sometimes you just got to go back to the basics.
I think the only way it would have been better is if he was plugged into the wall.
So there we go. That was it. Yeah. So please enjoy this conversation with Colin Palmer from PAX. Could you tell us a bit about yourself, Colin, and what does the master formulator at PAX get to do? It sounds like a fascinating job.
So thanks for asking that question. You know, my role at PAX is really head of formulations and innovation. And what that entails is the formulation of the consumable lines and the ideation of the innovation behind them. And I work with the larger subset of the product team and the other teams that are involved to bring the products to life and bring it to market. It's a big effort, and it's a lot of support systems that allow us all to work together. And I'm really excited and thankful to be a part of the team. It's been a great journey joining PAX and helping fully realize the consumables lines. It's a great passion of mine and something I've done for almost better part of two decades. So it's really great to have this foundation and a great support system.
That's amazing. So you really did, you kind of came up through legacy before this was even, something that we were really talking about as a recreational product.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I was, as a hash maker and a cultivator first, and really a cultivator first and a hash maker second, because,
you can't make
hash without great, great flour. Early days, I was, running bubble bags and, Marcus Richardson's a good friend of mine and Bubble Man. And, it was a long journey. But those early days were very formative into how I look at cannabinoids and look at the plant in and of itself. And, it's amazing that we have such a great foundation under ourselves that's kind of starting to take shape. You know, it's a long journey here with regulation. But, I feel compelled and inspired to keep helping shape that.
100%. Well, I mean, Annie, your first experience was with a PAX device. I remember taking you to the store to pick that up.
Yes, I think it was a Lemon OG. Mm-hmm. It was my first vape experience. It was a PAX era, just a few years back, and I was new to vaping. And I really loved it. I loved the taste. Mm-hmm. I loved the convenience. I loved how long the battery lasted. And I really enjoyed the high. And I feel like since that first PAX era experience, I've been trying to chase the PAX Dragon. I have tried so many other brands of like 510 carts, and I just don't get it. I don't get anything from it. It feels like a placebo, and I really don't feel like I get high. And after, like, maybe because I started with PAX and it's so good and it was such a full-bodied experience, I just don't get that in other places.
And I think part of that, as we've been learning about vaping, becomes what the inputs are themselves. So, like, you know, that's why we have Colin.
Yeah.
So, Colin, as like a hash maker, as a cultivar, as the master formulator, like, I can appreciate that you know how good everything needs to go into your products. What's some of the things that PAX is doing differently to ensure that customers are getting the full, sort of the full flower effect? I mean, we always talk about how terpenes and cannabinoids work together to give that full-on experience. Why is PAX doing it better, and how?
It's a great question. So I think we at PAX, we really embody quality and not sacrificing anything for quality. And we've been really taking that across, not only from the vaporization products, but into consumables. And that starts with great selection, great partnerships, good talent behind all those things, and allowing us to harness the existing infrastructure and talent that is in California and all these other markets, and helping ourselves make great decisions to make great products. And that's, I think, something that we really cherish and something we really embody is the quality. That's something that we really don't take for granted. And it's a lot more difficult than you would think. You know, it's a lot more difficult to select great inputs than it is to not. So I just want to, you know, call that out for a second. And, you know, we have a great team and we have a great structure around us that, you know, selects in a very smart and thoughtful and methodical way. So it's really starts with good inputs, and those inputs, and then it goes through our processing, and then that processing is then, you know, into our products. So it's a really great thing for us to have the ability to have that eye and have developed such a great system for ourselves to utilize. So it's really a big part of us.
Why is it so hard to select and pick those right inputs? What makes that so difficult, where obviously a lot of people are missing the mark?
Yeah, so it's hard to grow great cannabis. I think that's really at the heart of this. And then finding those partners and getting that material and getting access to that material, it's really... it sounds so simple, right, coming off the tongue, but it's very complex. You know, there's not all that much of it. Cannabis, I think, over the past 10 years has been on a steady increase in canopy production, but of that canopy production, what is the highest of quality? You know, and I think that's really what we're kind of getting at here in this conversation, is there's a small percentage of great input materials out there, and tapping into that, I think, you know, it has to be methodical, and you have to build those relationships.
I think that's why we're seeing more people like yourself, Colin, from the legacy market that are being sought after so greatly, because at first I think it was thought, like, anybody can grow flowers. And then they went, no, there's people with, you know, 20, 30, 40 years experience to get this right. Maybe we should consult them a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of that. And it's also, like you're pointing out, agriculture is very difficult. It's a very difficult world to be in. And cannabis is a very difficult plant to grow at scale. And talent, to your point, is, you know, you can't replace that. Experience is not something that you can replace, to your point. It really comes with time. So yeah. It's just part of that.
Now, we know that the inputs are super important, and to giving that sort of, I guess, yeah, the entourage effect, right? how can I maximize when I, so say I head off and select, I know that I'm going to get a great experience with any PAX pod, right? I put that in. How can I maximize that pod for flavor or for, like, to get really high really fast? What's the process that goes into sort of that thought?
Yeah, so temperature really drives a lot of this. And terpenes all have boiling points, just like any food or you know, boiled water. You know, there's a boiling point. There's a point where it gets to a certain temperature and it starts to boil. And then it combusts or it vaporizes and combusts. So, you know, linalool, for instance, is around 387 to 390 Fahrenheit, 198 roughly C. And, you know, you have cannabinoids on the flip side that are around 320 Fahrenheit, you know, and you have beta-caryophyllene, that's 264 degrees Fahrenheit. And when you take a hit off of a device and you're vaporizing, a lower temperature is going to allow you to experience these things before they combust and before they explode or hit their boiling point. And that's where your flavor and effect really kind of drive that. So it's really delicate. It's a really delicate thing to have temperature involved into your experience. And it's, mm-hmm. it's fairly new for a lot of individuals, but once you understand these boiling points and it's, you don't have to understand it on such a high level, but I think the gist of it is, you know, there's a reason why people say low temp dabs or no hot dabs, you know, mm-hmm. these are slang for don't, you know, hit the boiling point too fast, you know, enjoy those flavor notes. It's much like food where you take a bite and you can experience that complexity of that in those ingredients. And that's where, you know, linalool, limonene and beta-caryophyllene and myrcene and terpenylene and all these humulene, all these things create together wholly unique flavor profiles and experiences. And then there's thiols and analytes and sulfur compounds that are kind of in the mix there that make cannabis diverged terpenes so unique and why these varietal specific effect profiles are so important to the entourage effect is because of the combination of what nature's chemist is doing. That's the magic and in the mundane, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
So it's important to note that temperature affects that said experience.
Well, without even knowing that as in-depth as I now do, I've been using my packs sort of with the same cultivar for, I don't know, a week or so now, and I've just been putting it at different temperatures and trying it and sort of, like, recording my high, and I feel like it's mm-hmm. been the most fun way, you know? And I hadn't really considered that. I mean, knowing that, I mean, I did know that terpenes, you know, vaporize at a certain point, but like now I kind of want to go back and take that same cultivar and figure out what those top terpenes are, those top flavors, and see if I can like narrow in or like get down to like just one.
I'm blown away here because I didn't realize that. I will be the new girl in the room and just say I didn't realize that there was such a difference in the temperatures for the different terpenes. So if I want to, let's say, take advantage of my limonene, that, you know, there is a temperature area that I want to be in. That clears up so much confusion for me.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Thank you.
Excuse me. So yeah, so, you know, aromatic flavor profiles in such as terpenes or VOCs, as we like to blanket them sometimes in the science circles.
VOCs.
They are very delicate. You know, they're volatile. So it's important to recognize the delicacy that you have that are these you know, organic compounds that are very, it's very fleeting, you know, and same with the effect profiles, if you will. So it's important, you know, with our PAX lines, you know, that's why we've kept such a flavor profile, you know, our flavor forward profile, is because these are the drivers and, you know, these are the associations that you have to your favorite day or your favorite mm-hmm. holiday or your favorite time with your friends, and they're tied to these flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting to see people, you know, taking ownership of certain flavor profiles and seeing it resonate. It's been interesting. It's been fun. And I can't wait to see more happen.
I think that really explains to me why I've been chasing the Pax Dragon, because that original Pax Air, I'm like, it tastes like lemon. It tastes good. It feels good. It's doing the whole thing that I want to have happen.
Mm-hmm.
Where that is, that's because Pax has taken the care to make sure that that is front and center and actually thought about, where I don't think that's always thought about.
No. Well, I mean, just going back to, like, the actual construction of those Pax pods and the batteries for them, the mouthfeel on them is amazing. Like, that, it's not that, like, round. It doesn't feel like, almost like a cigarette, you know? Like, it feels like a nice, beautiful device in my mouth. I love it.
Yeah, and I think the temperature settings in the Pax is really a nice guiding light for users, and it's helpful for the products that we've been creating and consumables at Pax. You know, I think it's important for listeners that, you know, there's intention behind the temperatures, and those temperatures are correlated to the products. So when a product is made, it's actually made tailor-made for the device. And that's unique, I think, wholly unique for Pax. That's something that I think I have not seen in the marketplace personally.
No,
so.
I don't think I have either. Now, so does that mean that when I put, it doesn't matter what Pax pod I put into my little Pro device, or my Era Pro, it's going to, the device will recognize that this is something different and change accordingly?
So, there was a time in Pax's life, in the era's lifetime, when that was true. We've since removed that, but our default is the second pedal. And that second pedal is what is the setting that these, at least the oil and the era line products, have been designed for. And that second pedal is the perfect temperature and vapor production for that particular formulation. And then, of course, you know, you have the freedom of users to do what they will and do what they want. You know, maybe a user wants to go to the third pedal because they're feeling like they want to get right to those cannabinoids, you know?
Right.
And that's, you know, that's very specific. You know, there's specific users that do know what they're looking for individually. And that's where that ability to change the setting, I think, really comes in for the user.
Mm-hmm.
And that ability, I think, is tailor-made for you. You know, that's meant for those consumers. So that's, mm-hmm. I think that's the beautiful part about the Era line, is that it's really meant for high-end oils. It's meant to kind of take a user through a full experience from low temp all the way to high.
I think I that clears up so much for me.
It's kind of going to send me down a rabbit hole now, because I'm going to have to go and figure out all the perfect temperatures for every cannabinoid, for every terpene out there, right? And figure out, and I think I'm just going to pull my journal out and smoke and just journal everything I can out of it.
Amanda's a huge journaler. She writes about all her cannabis experiences and what works and what she was doing and how she felt that day and how it affected her. So she's got like a library of what works and what doesn't work for her, which we always suggest to people, try different things out. And through trying,
and write them down.
Yes, you think you'll remember, but you never will.
But you never will. So write it down.
And then,
yes, I agree with that statement. Write as much down as you can, because your memory is your worst enemy, and you feel like it's your best ally forever, you know,
but it's not. It'll betray you.
Write it down.
Yeah, your mind will betray you.
You know, and then the flower devices, I think there's, you know, there's three or four distinct temperature settings, and you can find your sweet spot, I think, from a user perspective within them. I think that's really what it's designed to do, is to have it customizable for you, because different consumers have different needs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never really truly a one size fits all.
No.
You know, and I think that's the beauty of the platform in and of itself. There's just such a plethora of things you can do with it. And the temperature is just, really the tip of the iceberg in terms of what you can do, because then you have different types of material. You have your hybrids and your, you know, you can mix it with concentrates. You could make your own little version of a hash hole inside of a PAX, you know, PAX Plus or the PAX Mini, you know, and that gives you a wholly unique experience in it itself. And the vapor production from concentrates is a little bit higher. So it's always fun.
Fun is exactly the word that I was going to use.
And it's only fun if it's easy. So when I first opened up the PAX Plus, anytime I get a new device, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to figure it out. I'm over 40. I'm past learning. This is just going to be too hard for me. And I open it up, and there's literally is like a 5x5 inch page that has all the instructions you need to know, including those settings, which are nicely named so you'll remember them: stealth mode, efficiency, flavor, boost. I'm like, this is so easy. And by the second time I had used it, I was like, oh, I know this is.
I don't even need this 5x5 card anymore.
I just don't even bother with those because I just don't. I don't get it. I love my PAX, and to have the Era, which is, you know, such a wonderful thing. But now with my PAX Plus, because I do love my Bud. This is such a great new way of being able to enjoy my cannabis.
Yeah, I'm really excited for to try concentrates because I'm just starting to get into dabs, but I hate all the equipment that goes with it, but I don't mind. I could do it in this.
We both have two kids each, Colin, and so having like a dab rig and a dab room and all the stuff you need for it.
And blow torches. I got a 6-year-old. Like, come on, we're not, you know.
Yeah. Where's mommy's blowtorch?
Right. Well, I think that's where, you know, the PAX Plus really comes into play there, on the PAX line of products, and it does a great job. And if you mix concentrates with flower, you know, it's a really great experience. I mean, I think that's where our infused pucks, flower pucks really come into play, and it makes user accessibility for flower much easier and the usability much easier. I think those are apparently available in California market. But if you make your way into the California market, you can take a look at those. And they're really, I think they're designed for that, exactly that type of experience that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. That concentrate experience without the extra stuff, you know. And that's I think, what that, you know, embodies in a lot of respect. And infused flower and infused products like that, I think, are really, really helpful for, you know, people like yourself in those situations that you don't want to blow torch, you don't want a big glass rig, you don't want ISO alcohol around all the time, you don't want Q-tips that have been used and spent laying on the table or wherever in your trash can, even, because they, you know, it smells and it's tough. So, yeah, I totally feel you. I feel your pain.
Well, we're on the go, but we still want to have that experience. And like, it was, I just kind of thought it was something that was ruled out for us because of all those reasons. But, you know, PAX Plus, we're on the go all the time as moms. And it's you throw it in your purse and you're done.
And you're done, exactly. And now that I know these pucks are available down in California, I feel like we now need to go to California.
Yes, they aren't here up in Canada yet, don't think.
No. Soon, I hope.
Soon enough.
It's fun that you bring up the concentrates aspect, because I do think, you know, the concentrates have a place. But again, that's where the Era and the live rosin pods and the diamonds pods and the high purity THC pods come into play. That kind of solves for those things. And I used to walk around and tell friends, and this is kind of my own language here, and on the live rosin pods, it's kind of like a pocket dab. Yeah. Where you need to take a hit of it, it's, you know, it's resembling and feeling like I just had a rig. And that's, it's nice for those scenarios where you again, like you just expressed, you don't have the space or the time or even the desire to own things like, you know, a full setup to do that. So,
or the energy.
Yeah. And you don't, you know, with the live rosin and diamonds pods, you don't, it's not necessary. In a lot of respect, and that's opinion, but I'm biased. But
well, to each their own, right? I feel like at this point we've gotten a lot of listeners very excited and very jealous that they do not have a PAX Plus. What do you think?
I think so, but luckily for us and for our listeners, PAX has been super generous and have given us another PAX device to give away.
Yeah, so we have another PAX Plus to give away to a lucky listener or friend on Instagram.
You can enter on Instagram or send us an email at highladiespodcast@gmail.com with the name of our guest, and you're going to get an extra 10 entries.
Yes, that's very exciting. So that winner will get a PAX Plus, so they'll be able to do what we've been talking about. They'll get a High Ladies t-shirt, a High Ladies notebook, some stickers. We'll see what else we have lying around the hot box. You get it all. So that, we're really excited, and we really thank PAX for their generosity to make it, to be able to share with one of our listeners another
To have Colin come in and teach us a little bit more and make me super jealous of California.
Well, hopefully those will spread to all the markets soon.
That's the hope. That's the dream.
That is the dream.
Thank you so much for coming in to chat with us, Colin.
Anytime. Thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Bye.
That was amazing. I learned so much.
Colin took away all my confusion and answered questions that I didn't know needed answers, and I love conversations like that. We're going to be going down a rabbit hole now.
Yeah, I need to know what every single terpene burns at and where I should be, you know, burning all of my carts, my PAX carts at.
Yes, that was great. So thank you so much for joining us today, Colin. But I do think it's time for us to step away.
Take a toke.
And go be moms. Oh, kind listener, you're so kind to ask. You want to know how to support the show? Thank you. You can buy us a coffee. The link is in the show notes. We would really love it if you took a minute to leave a review on Apple iTunes. That would be fabulous. Costs nothing. Or you can send us a sweet message on Instagram at
Hi Ladies Podcast.
And you want to email us for that contest to get your own packs. Our email is
HiLadiesPodcast@gmail.com.
And this week, you should go tell a friend about Hi Ladies Podcast.
Yes.
Bye, ladies.
Stay high, ladies.